USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
GOP members in Wayne County, Michigan, that includes Detroit, are now rescinding their votes to certify the election in an affidavit. They say they were bullied by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and others and were threatened with harm if they did not certify. Their affidavit now says no to the election certification, citing a 70% discrepancy in absentee ballots. Political consultant Dick Morris on Newsmax says after viewing the irregularities in the Georgia election, an overturn is inevitable.
The recounts in Georgia certainly indicate irregularities, and I think Georgia may well be overturned, not just because of the three counties where they forgot to input key results into the machine, but also because of people who are voting who are probably dead and people who are not registered.
Meanwhile, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said Wednesday it will take up an appeal by President Trump's campaign challenging thousands of mail-in votes that were missing required information on return envelopes. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.